Good morning. It's Saturday, July 4th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. Pointer trial confirms that exercise, diet, and cognitive training can measurably protect the aging brain in adults at elevated Alzheimer's risk. A new Nature Medicine framework for quantifying immune aging is set to reshape longevity clinical trials, while Peter Attia's take on metformin and cancer reminds us that precision beats enthusiasm. Snoring doesn't just signal sleep apnea. New research shows it actively causes it through mitochondrial damage in upper airway muscles. Rapamycin rounds out today's edition with a striking sex-specific finding. Its anti-aging effects appear significantly stronger in women than in men, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, the U.S. Pointer trial is delivering results, and they make the case for lifestyle as dementia prevention. According to U.S. Pointer trial, the U, this is the one to read today. In supplement news, rapamycin targets a shared aging pathway and works significantly better in women. From Rapamycin Longevity News, new analysis describes how rapamycin dismantles a convergent aging trajectory, a shared genetic program driving deterioration across multiple organ systems simultaneously, with the strongest protective effects seen in the reproductive, digestive, and neuromuscular systems. Americans are rethinking supplements. 25 years of data shows a shift from multivitamins to targeted stacks. From MindBodyGreen, a 25-year longitudinal study of American supplement use finds a clear cultural shift. Consumers are abandoning one-size-fits-all multivitamins in favor of targeted personalized routines built around specific health goals, cognitive support, energy, and longevity among them. From the research desk, Nature Medicine charts a new standard for measuring immune aging in longevity trials. From Nature Medicine, a paper in Nature Medicine proposes a rigorous translational framework for identifying which biomarkers best reflect immune aging in clinical trials, finding that inflammaging scores and comprehensive immune function assays outperform simpler single-marker approaches. Metformin and cancer. Peter Attia urges precision over hype. From Peter Attia, MD. Peter Attia examines the complicated evidence on metformin and cancer, noting the drug failed in prostate cancer trials but has shown promise in specific other cancer types, a reminder that metformin prevents cancer is a dangerous oversimplification that can breed false confidence. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.